Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
By having a harbor walk, basically people can have the best of both worlds. In the past, they could, you know, only access it at certain points, and it made it more a maze and difficult to comprehend and to see its beauty. By having a continuous walk, basically people like to take strolls along the walkway, enjoy its amenities such as food and restaurants and services, but also get to see sites, which basically, whether it's a maritime museum, which has great history, so they can have, I think, a best of all worlds, and that's what it allows access to do.
It is amazing in the fact that it's several kilometers long, and it allows, as you pointed out, unfettered access to the ocean, which is fairly unique anywhere when a city is involved.
Well, it is, and I think when you got to give a lot of credit to a whole lot of people. First of all, the province and the city and also the federal government, basically over a long period of time, have all done some cost sharing into making sure that it happens. There's a waterfront development corporation, which was established by the province to make sure that basically there was some coordination to this, and it's worked out really well. And, people who come to Halifax love it. Oftentimes we have take advantage of things such as Parade of Sail and so forth. Those types of events, it is phenomenal how easy access it is to the waterfront and people can enjoy it. And so I guess it's also an economic tool as much as it is a personal enjoyment for people to come there. Many people come, especially from New England or around the world, to Halifax, and they always speak about similarities to Boston. There is many similar things, but one of the things that I think that we have done very well is open up our waterfront on the Halifax side, and we're also doing some work on the Dartmouth side, which is the other side of the harbor.
What do you think visitors get out of their experience walking the harbor walk?
I think an appreciation of our history. Halifax has always been a very important strategic harbor. Even during the World Wars, convoys were always gathering there, but it's got a very strong history to the sea. So it allows us to basically take advantage of that. But the sea is something which is a lure for many people. And when they come to Halifax, they can access it so easy. And that's the thing that's advantageous. Oftentimes people want to take advantage of the sea, but there really is not access. It's been industrial-based or it's been cut off. Ownership is all cut up along the waterfront, so people cannot get a continuous viewpoint from it. And that's what the advantage is in Halifax. It's open, it's unfettered.
And it's important for local businesses as well.
Oh, they've taken advantage of it, especially in the service industry. But not only along the waterfront, it's a base. So basically, you need a core for tourism to prosper. And here in Boston, there's culture and so forth. Halifax has quite a bit of culture also, but it's smaller based. But so we're using the harbor as a base, and then we're building upon it. And because of that, we've been very successful.